how does it feel, you know, working on something, you know, as good as what you guys are working on when it comes to music, having like a brother-sister relationship? Like for me personally, I was like an only child. And so I've never really had that experience of having like a sister or a brother, but I've seen, you know, witnessed a couple of my mates who do have siblings, and it's not always like roses and sunshine and stuff. So how do you guys sort of maneuver around, you know, those tough periods as siblings? Just the overall experience even of making music, you know, how is it?
Overall, I think me and my brother, we sort of bounce off of each other when it comes to music. Like we both motivate each other, and I think that's what makes it work the way it does, because we do bump heads at occasions, but it's always in an attempt just to make everything better. So like I think overall we're growing together, and I feel like every day comes its challenges, and we're just always pushing to strive to achieve the best that we can.
I think for me, like, it depends, because some days I have to push her because like she doesn't really want to sing that day or something, and some days she pushes me. So I think it all just works out at the end.
Just sticking on that whole, you know, sibling thing that's going, you'll find that maybe with the music that you guys make, the fact that you guys are brother and sister, you know, could result in the music, you know, having the chemistry and the music coming together so well. Would you guys say that, you know, making music together, like the musical aspects of it, would you say it has sort of strengthened your guys' relationship as brother and sister? So basically with you guys being siblings, you know, the chemistry showing within the music, but then having the music, you know, be an influence on your guys' relationship as brother and sister is what I'm trying to get at. So would you say that's like a thing at all?
Definitely. Definitely. I think music is one of the biggest components in our, like, in me and my brother being siblings.
Like, yeah, we always have something to speak about, like to help each other grow and stuff like that with the song. So I feel like the music, like, brings us together.
Are there some things, because you both are lyricists, am I correct? You both write lyrics.
Yes.
So are there some things that you maybe can't speak about because maybe it's about each other or something that happened? Are there any like off-limit topics that you've agreed upon to never write about?
Well, yes, yeah. It is. And also, like, when we like write our songs, we have to think about something where we know it's not going to be about us or something to confuse the listener, you know.
Yeah.
So we have to, like, when we write, we have to actually think about what we're actually going to write about.
What I read in your bio is that, the sense that I got is that we have a wordsmith who creates stories in terms of what you observe in the world, and then we have Talisha who comes in with the catchiness and with the hook and like the thing that everyone can relate to, whereas Manic T, you're talking about like experiences on the Gautrain and stuff, like being very specific, and then you've got Talisha coming in like giving it to the people so they can feel it as well. Like, am I right in terms of that dynamic? That's what I'm getting.
Yeah. Definitely, we do write together. So we usually just like, we always start off with the hook, and then we try to make something overall that people can maybe relate to, or something that's catchy and just has a certain sound to it. And from there, we try to look deeper in terms of Kevin's lyrics, my brother.
So you start with the hook and then develop that concept with like detail and nuance later.
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
That's really cool. I feel like a lot of people struggle with writing the hook more than anything. Like they spill the thoughts in the first verse, and then it's locked in, and now we've got to come up with the catchy part that everyone's going to remember. Like, wow. So it's the reverse way for you guys. That's really cool. Do you go through like the lyric process first, or when do your producers come in?
The thing we struggled the most was with the sound, because like the past few years we've been just trying to find the right sound for us. So like right now, I started like making some beats, and I'm also working with like many producers, and like the sound is actually coming along. So for us, when we do our music, we start with the sound. So if we like the beat, like which is done, then from there everything just comes together.
Yeah.
Is there any special process that you go through in terms of selecting producers to work with, or is it maybe a crew that you're spending time with that, you know, you kind of hop on each other's tracks? Because I've seen a lot of Young Cartel presence. So I'm wondering, like, and I've even seen a sneaky collab over there with Cole Panther, but we'll get to that. How do you choose your people to work with? How do you collab?
Yeah, so with Young Cartel, like, it started in high school, so most of the people in Young Cartel are like my friends. So we just started like a group, and these different people. Some people like who make the beats and stuff like that, and some people rap and stuff. So yeah, that's how it started. Like when it comes to like the beats and stuff, they just send me whatever they have, and then if I like it, then I like I can relate to it. Like it's always about the sound. If I can relate, like I always know what to speak about after and stuff like that. Yeah,
I think, you know, people can learn a lot, you know, through an individual's name or what is behind it. You know, when we're looking at Manic T, I'm going to assume that the T stands for Tevin, but then the manic part of that, you know, there's still some means on that there. What is behind that?
So yeah, so for Manic T, well, it's just like from my childhood. So when I was like a child, I used to be like crazy. Like I used to like run, hit things and stuff like that. And like they always told me that like I was really like hard to control and stuff, and I used to get hurt all the time. So I thought that that could be like the word manic, you know, it's like me basically. So that's how I like grew up, as like that. So yeah,
I like what you guys said earlier as well about how, you know, the music strengthens that family bond and like family to you guys. It strengthens that kind of bond. So with you guys, you know, being so passionate about the music, is this something that extends beyond just you guys as siblings? Is this something that, you know, one could expect could also stem from the family as a whole, you know, the Mariti family? You know, are you guys a very musical family in general, or is this just like you guys are the black sheep of the family type thing?
So no, definitely this is definitely family introduced. My parents, my mom's, she sings, she's I think she's a very good singer. My dad grew up in choirs as well. They I think that's what motivated us, because they're very music orientated. So I think that was passed down to us, and it started just running through me and my brother. So they support what we do 100%, and they do push us to the best that we can do in terms of music.
Are there any elements that you guys take, you know, from, you know, their involvement in music with the choir, and everything that they do basically, or even the music that they listen to while you guys are growing up, you know, are some of those elements, do some of those elements sort of come through within the music you guys make, or is it sort of just like a boundary where it's like, ah, we're not going to have any of those, we just want to do our own thing?
They're like a big inspiration, because like every time, like we as a family, we always like go on holidays, like every December and stuff, and like they always like putting their music and stuff. So from there, like we'd always be listening to their songs, the songs they like. Everyone listens to songs which we like and stuff. So from there, like we pick up different type of sounds. Like my dad is more of like the rock side, and my mom is like traditional sounds. Yeah. And then yeah, so we just like incorporate some of them in our tracks.
That is very rare, dude, that you get like I know that my dad and rock music are like, they just don't click. It's more of the, you know, like the old school R&B type stuff. So I think it's very refreshing that your dad is like into rock, dude. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
What? Does he like headbang and stuff?
He feels it on the inside. I think my dad's more of like inside, you can tell he's enjoying it. Outside though, he doesn't really
show it, but you know, that's his thing.
I just want to keep it in the family for a little bit, in terms of, I see that something sparked your passion for music, Talisha, at 6 years old. Is what happened? What was the catalyst to you at that age?
Ever since I was a child, I loved to sing. I used to take the broom from the house and I used to sing on the balcony and everything. I wasn't very good, but I really did enjoy it. We I think it all started when we got this small piano, this piano where you could record your tracks, your songs and everything. And I remember recording a song, and I loved it so much. It was about me chilling with my boyfriends at the age of, like, I'm not sure, but that really, I think that's from there. That's when I decided that I really wanted to do this. And in grade one and stuff, I used to sing in the choir, and they would put me in shows. I really loved being on stage, and I still do till this day. I really love being on stage and just expressing myself. And from my parents just motivating me and the support from everyone around me, I think that's what really helps me stay motivated.
And I see that you've even performed in a theater production of Annie.
Oh, yes.
please tell me the story. Like, how did you get that? What was it like?
Yeah, it was one of the best experiences. It happened, I think, when I was about 10 years old, And I remember going to audition, and there were so many people there, and I was so nervous. I'll never forget that audition. Wow, it's really imprinted in my mind. And there were just so many people. I remember saying to my mom, like, "Mom, I'm scared. I don't know how I'm going to do this." And I auditioned, and I made it. And I was really excited about that. Everybody was so kind. Everyone was so supportive. And it was one of the best experiences of my life.
You really talk about support a lot in your lyrics. There's always about it's always something about paying it back to the fans, or, you know, investing in real people and real things. And, like, now you're speaking about how your parents have supported you reaching, like, your identity through your career on your own terms. And I mean, like, even as independent artists, like, how much would you say it makes a difference to have people rooting for you?
It's really nice, because, like, you know that even if, like, it gives you, like, that motivation, because even if you feel like some days you're like, ish, am I really good, or like, what I'm doing, will people like it, or something like that, you know that there's always people around you are like, this is dope, this is amazing. So it's really cool already. So it, like, there's no pressure to do anything, and like, you just enjoy yourself and stuff. Yeah. You can be good, you can be bad, but everything will be okay at the end of the day. Yeah.
I think one of the things, you know, we can appreciate as well about, you know, the kind of music that you guys make and the message, is that it's not something that you would consider, you know, mainstream. It's not something that you would consider in your face, you know, like stuff that you would generally hear on radio or see on TV. So, you know, what sort of motivated you guys to sort of, you know, push through with the kind of sound you're doing now? Because you'll find that a lot of people, especially here in South Africa, you know, they end up wanting to conform, you know, yeah, to the mainstream sound in order to be relevant. Yet you guys are here, you know, pushing the kind of sound that you're doing, and you're staying true to it. So what has sort of made you guys be like, you know what, we're going to be persistent with this kind of sound, and we're not going to conform to any other sound that's considered maybe mainstream?
For me, like, I like this type of sound. So, like, I always make music that I like. So I know I listen to other songs and stuff, but, like, when I make music, like, this is what I like, you know? So that's why I always make music like this, because it's just me. It's like my sound. It's not like I'm trying to copy people or anything. So, yeah, so I'm just trying to have my own, like, sound, yeah.
It's like the music that I tend to gravitate towards too. It's the music that, like, we're not there yet. Mm. We know that we still have a long way to go in terms of what we want to achieve and what we want our end goal sound to look like, but I feel like we are moving in that direction.
I don't know if you guys have experienced this, but you'll sometimes get, you know, people who come through, like, I'm going to make an example with what we're trying to do with Sludge. Like, we've had a couple of people that have come through and been like, hey guys, you know, you guys should do visuals, like, do visuals, get it up on YouTube. We want to see something, you know, people are going to digest it a lot better and stuff. And then it's sort of like, it makes me sort of think, at the moment we aren't at that point where we're making visuals And it leads me to the conclusion that perhaps that person isn't the target audience at the moment. So then how do you guys sort of deal with, you know, the outside pressure that comes in? Maybe if someone is like ever comes to you guys and is like, hey guys, you know, I think you guys should do this, or I think you guys should do this to be relevant or something like that. How do you guys sort of block out any of the outside noise that tries to have a certain influence maybe on the type of sound that you do and stay true to yourselves?
I think since it's me and my brother, we kind of help each other in a way. As in, like, we try to, like, balance. We try to, like, since there's both of us, we can talk to each other about it and see where our limits are and see what we can do at the moment. And I think that's what really helps, like, him being my sibling. It's, like, and me and our family as well, they really do help in terms of, like, telling us, like, setting boundaries, setting planning is one of the biggest things that they've like taught us through this all, is that we should like plan, and just we must not put too much pressure on ourselves, because if we do end up doing that, it won't be enjoyable for us to do anymore.
Yeah, there's always like people who gravitate towards like something or like a certain sound or something, but like for me, I just stick to my sound basically. So I listen to what they say. Like I've got friends, like that's where like, let's say when it comes to music, that's where the features will come. So if somebody likes this type of sound, you know, I'd be like on this, I could feature on this song or something like that, you know, then that's how we could break that barrier and stuff like that.
There's a bit of a curious thing going on with this duo, because I like to listen to a guest's discography in order. So I went back and I went to Know Your Worth, and then I discovered Illusions and Falling Water. 2 years before Know Your Worth, and I was already impressed that you guys came out with work in August and then October last year and then more in February. And now I discovered that there are collabs scattered throughout. And these two sneaky singles, please can you tell me about those? Because I feel like, who started first? Did you start at the same time? Like, how did this whole thing begin?
It started off, like, I think grade 10 or something. So how it, like, really, or grade, yeah, grade 9 or 10. So how it started off was just, I was at school and I always saw, like, these guys, who make music and stuff, and I was like, whoa, that's really cool and stuff like that. That's how it started. I used to listen to their songs. I was like, wow, I don't know if I could do these things, but you know, this is really awesome. And then from there, I started meeting up. I met up with my friend Second Chronicle. He's on one of my songs, or I don't know if you've seen him, but yeah, Second Chronicle, Simon, he's one of like my best friends. So from there, we like became friends. We're in the same class, and we used to chill at the back of the class, start writing music, writing raps and stuff. And then from there, we made our first song at school, like at the top floor. We made our first song there, in the corridor there. We made our first song together. And from there, we're like, oh, this is so cool. And we started releasing songs together. And then my sister could sing, so I was like, wow. Let me just also put it on a song. And then from there, that's how it all started. Yeah. We started making our songs.
That's how it started. That's how it first started, with Falling Water. I remember, I will never forget the day we actually made this track. I was about, how old was I? I was like, maybe 13 or 12 when we made Falling Water. 13 or 12 when we made Falling Water. And we were just looking out of the window. And I don't know, we heard the beat. This is where it comes into play. Like, we just, when we hear something, if we really like it, we can write like straight. We can write like really fast on the beat. So I'll never forget that day. And that's how we made Falling Water. And then my brother always just used to sneak me in some tracks.
Okay, if Second Chronicle only comes in on When the Sky Talks, right? Where did Ngezi come in?
That was the gent we met first, like back in high school. That's when we started like listening to each other and stuff like that, getting the sound and stuff like that. And he was like one of my inspirations. Then from there, we just started working together, and since then we've just been working together.
Nice, because I see he's the main feature on most of these tracks. And Vikedin,
yeah,
where did they come about?
He's These guys are like some of the guys, like we purchase some beats from them, like there's like Seiji, Vicodin and stuff. So that's we just work like if we like the beats, we just send them through. If we like them, then yeah, we work with them and stuff.
Very cool. I'm sorry. It's just I love it when people credit their producers and they credit whoever worked with them, because then you can get a sense of who was where when, like who was in the room, you know. Shout out to Ngezi, Vakaden, Boy J, even Monty V, EW. Yes, we're here.
We need to invest in one of those boop, boop, boop,
Yes.
boop. Shout out. I need that. I'm gonna edit that on actually. I think Megan actually placed us in a really good position here, because she was mentioning how, you know, she was listening to your guys' work in chronological order, and obviously it leads up to your latest drop. And I first you just have to congratulate you guys, because the coverage that's been getting has been insane, dude. I mean, Hype magazine, like what? That is incredible. Like we grew up, you know, hearing only the best things about Hype, and it's I can imagine it's only like a privilege, you know, being on or mentioned in that type of platform. Is this something you guys expected, you know, with their story? You know, did you guys expect that it would get this much coverage?
Not really, you know, like for all our songs, we just like if this happens, it happens, you know, yeah. So, but then I knew like we're getting to the like the sound, you know, because the sound is really important when it comes to making music. It has to be there, right? So yeah, so then from there I just like reached out, just pushed it wherever I could go. Pushed it.
I genuinely actually want to thank my brother, and I think this is the perfect time to do this, because wow, my brother really is the one that helps make our music go far. I mean, he mixes these tracks, he finds the time to mix these tracks, he pushes these tracks, and I just have to say thank you to him.
I think in that moment there we can see that, you know, it's testament to what you guys were saying earlier, and that making music, you know, enhances that relationship that you guys have. So shout out to that, you know. And is there any specific reason as to why you guys dropped the single when you dropped it? I believe was it on the 26th of Feb? Yeah, why that particular date? Like what's special about it? Generally someone would drop something and say, it was my birthday, or oh no, like something awesome happened on that day and whatnot. What is the reasoning behind the 26th of Feb?
Well, I put it, I dropped it then because it was like the February month, you know, so it was like love month, you know. So that was basically why I chose to drop that song first in in that month.
For me, it was the first, you know, my first experience, you know, hearing you guys, and I thoroughly enjoyed that single there. You know, it paints a really good
Thank you so
picture.
much. Thank
It paints a really good picture, like in terms of you guys' sound and whatnot. You know, what inspired, you know, the name, you know, their story? I mean, is it as straightforward as it is? I mean, you guys being siblings and basically this being your guys' story, or is there like sort of like a deeper layer to it?
This story is basically about one, it's the perspective of, let's say, my brother's side in the relationship. So their story, the title of the name is basically in reference of the relationship he's having with the other person that is there. So the track name, yeah, I think that's the best way I can simplify.
Who are your listeners? Like who's the who are We'll be right back.
You still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
Y'all
trying,
already?
Oh, yeah, I'm trying,
yeah.
I'm trying, I'm
Oh
trying, I'm
yeah.
trying to get them on there. Yeah.
Yeah. Damn,
Me,
y'all
me.
Just
Yeah, look,
heard
look,
all
look,
just
look,
be
look,
quiet.
look. We all artists, man. We go, you feel me? We gonna have this like
Bro, me and my man, like me and my man Kai, we be like, I don't know, we play with this
Don't
shit right
play
now.
with this
I ain't gonna
shit.
lie, we play with this shit right now for real. I ain't
Don't
gonna lie.
play with it,
Don't
bro.
play with it.
No.
Take that shit serious.
People that you're trying to reach, what are they like?
I'm not like trying to just like reach people like in South Africa or anything. So my sound, I'm trying to like reach like everyone, you know. So my listeners, they could be from anywhere, you know. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to make something where only a few people will get, you know. So like, yeah, it's basically for everyone.
Yeah.
The overall impression that I've gotten from you guys is that you are vibe first people, in terms of you hear something and if it hits the vibe, it's easy. So what is a good vibe?
It all depends on the atmosphere that the track can actually give you. So let's say when we're listening to a track that we like and somebody just out of nowhere makes up a random flow or just says a couple of words and it just fits perfectly, I think that's what makes the vibe there in the track for us. It's more of the feelings that the song can give you, more of the emotions that you hear and that you feel. I think that's what really like sets us off to like have that, like feel that feeling with the song.
And if I or someone I know have a beat that we need the Manic Tea and Talisha essence on, how do we reach out to you? Are you open to collabs?
Yes,
definitely.
Yes, that's also a thing, because we're trying to reach into like the community, you know, and try like grow together with people.
Yeah,
that's
definitely
basically what I wanted to do, you know, to grow people, because it's tough like trying to push your stuff alone and stuff. So collaborations are like really great, because it like gives everyone exposure, you know. If you want exposure, like it helps a lot, you know. So if anyone could reach out, it'd be dope.
Guys, you know, I am still stuck on hype. I still can't believe this. It's massive. It's like a set big of a deal. What I want to ask of this is, you know, with that being a thing and it being sort of in existence, I just said the same thing twice there, but your family, like your folks, you know, the fact that their story has been received so well, you know, how did that make them feel? You know, do they have any inputs when it comes to the music at all? Like, do they ever react? Are they happy that you guys are doing so well when it comes to the music? Are they involved in the music that you guys make, you know, directly?
Definitely. I think before we drop the songs that we drop, we make them listen to the tracks, and they're like, especially my dad has a good ear for music. So like, he'll tell us, okay, maybe this is too high, maybe we must fix this a little
wow.
bit. They're definitely involved in terms of I think they're our biggest hype men, if I said, especially my mom. So they both come and play in different factors, because my dad isn't the most expressive, but my mom is. So I feel like it actually scares me sometimes when I look into my family, because I just see like my brother, he's so motivated, and I motivate him. Then we have my mom, who's like very attentive, and she helps us. And my dad, who's very like strict and like plans, and he tells us this is what we must do, and like we must focus on everything around us. So yeah, they've been very helpful in terms of like our music.
This is very refreshing, because you know, most of the artists we've had an opportunity to talk to would sometimes be like, yeah, they don't really get any support from their parents, or they make music but they're hiding it from their folks and all that. So it's really refreshing getting sort of a different perspective, you know, from artists who are actually, you know, where this is basically running in the family and the mother and father are involved. It's like a family affair. It's really beautiful to witness, actually.
Yeah. Last question on my side. What is next? What are we going to hear from you in the future?
I feel like an album would be like the best thing, but I'm not sure if it's going to be an album or an EP. But we're working with a producer named Seichi. He's like a producer from Britain. So his sound is like, he brings like an alternative hip hop type of sound. So yeah, we're working with him, and that's basically what's going to come next.
That is very beautiful. I think ourselves, Migs and I, as well as the listeners, are going to be looking forward to that. So yeah, and obviously we're going to keep streaming their story, And we just want to say, 100%. And we just want to thank you guys for coming on to the show. I want to thank Megan for arranging this. And for you guys, you know, you guys made it possible, and for communicating behind the scenes and all that. It wouldn't be a thing, you know, without you guys. I'm stoked that we got to learn about you. And I personally am looking forward to, you know, what the future holds. Let's get your guys' handles. Where can people get in touch with you?
So yes, you can get in touch with me at Manic T, with the X. Manic _ T.
And Talicia, Talicia dot Mariti.
Yeah. And thank you so much, like, for having us.
Yeah, really appreciate
and,
it.
And I've been listening to I think it's Lemon Dove's new EP.
Yeah.
It's really dope, you know.
What?
Every day
all
is on
kinds
my
kinds of fun.
Yeah. Every day is on my day.
Love that. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you guys said you're open to collab, so I'll be in the DMs very soon.
Okay then, guys. I think it's best that we play out with their story. And until next time, guys, it's bye for now.
Step into my world, does the shoe fit? All chunks in Philly, they don't do this. Toxic in a mind of the fruitless. But I still fell in love, cause she gorgeous. So the red flags surpassed, didn't notice. Now I'm lost like a camera losing focus. Who knew there'd be a day that I wrote this? But I guess that our destiny chose this. Baby, tell me what's the issue? Always fighting over things that we don't need to. I think I need some time to think. I need to brainstorm. Embrace for the storm. Embrace till it's warm. I'll see you on the other side when it stops pouring. And when the vision's all clear, you can call me. And I'll be waiting there if you want me. And I'll be waiting there if you want me. Finally, you would dream where you are now. You would dream the dream of living the life that you are actually living today. That would be within the infinite multiplicity of choices you would have.